Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, we're fired up, baby. Show has flown by. We got the Warriors back in our lives, ladies and gentlemen. 2-0 in the preseason. 50 points in the fourth quarter. Hey, fans that stayed yesterday, and obviously they gave out the Steph Curry MVP All-Star Game bobbleheads. First 10,000 fans got those yesterday, so really cool stuff there. 50 points in the fourth to erase that double-digit deficit. And LJ Crier, it was a good little story. It's fun. No, good for him. That meant it for someone, right? Someone. But what we're talking about today is some of the big boys. Steph, Jimmy, Draymond. What are the roles going to be for Brandon Pajemski, Kuminga, Moody? Obviously, Horford's a part of this now. Great. Gary Payton's back. What's Seth Curry going to do? D'Anthony Melton. There's a lot of names and a lot of mouths to feed, Joe. And we're just trying to figure out this whole thing. Got a couple weeks to do it before they take on the Lakers down at Crypto.com in game one of this season. I was actually just looking at their schedule. And we got Bobby and Los Altos. We'll get to him. We got a lot. Hey, we got Terry Stotts coming up at the top of the hour, assistant head coach of the Warriors. We also are going to dive in to a massive, massive story here in the Bay. It's probably the biggest story in the Bay, which is Mac Jones and Brock Purdy right now and what's going on there.
Also what Shanahan said.
And what Shanahan had to say.
Because he said something and I interpreted it different than others.
And what Drew Bledsoe is going to say to us in about 26 minutes. Yeah, former NFL quarterback, obviously won a Super Bowl as a backup for Tom Brady on that first Patriots Super Bowl. But he didn't start the season as the backup, as you all well know. And if you don't, it is one of the crazier stories that ever happened. And quite simply, his injury could have been the single most important play and set off the biggest and greatest dynasty we have seen in that sport. So we'll talk to Drew about that, what he feels about Mac Jones, Brock Purdy, all of it in about 26 minutes. But 888-957-9570 is the number to get involved. Talking some Warriors right now and just thoughts about, you know, Brandon Pajemski, Draymond Green, some of the young guys we've been talking about and their roles going forward. And just the question marks on this team. And I know, and people are coming at you on the Boxer and Gerson
One
Injury Attorney's text line. It's like, oh, why is Shasky being so negative? You're not being negative.
What am I negative about?
No, but people are saying because you have question marks about this team. Like, this team was good last year. They could have easily, if Steph didn't get hurt, they could have been in the conference finals. Like, we should be happy. This team could make the conference finals. I don't think you're not saying that.
The question was, can they win a championship?
Yeah.
Like, I'm listening to Mike Dunleavy, who's going to be on with Sonny and Goob.
Yeah.
But he was on the broadcast last night, and he's like, dude, we're looking at this as, like, how do we win this year? yeah. a championship this year. I don't care about what happens years from now because people were asking about the age of the team. And I thought it was actually just like pretty clear from him, from everyone. How do we win a championship this year? That's fun. Like, that's fun to break down. And sometimes you have to identify the reality of your roster.
We do it all the time with the Niners. We have no problem talking about this. The team that has been to two Super Bowls and lost
point.
With Kyle Shanahan.
Good point.
And as we're talking about them being 4-1.
They don't have another stuff line.
It's funny you teased it because Kyle Shanahan at 4-1 said something yesterday that a lot of Niner fans are like, what? He doesn't believe in this team? What? Exactly. See, like, so it's funny how we do talk about the different sports and expectations, what have you. This team has legit expectations now. This time last year, the expectations were, hey, let's not be in the play-in game. But if we're in the play-in game, at least that's okay. We made the play-in because this is what we have to look forward to. Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond. Three Hall of Famers on the court at once. Can you keep them healthy and upright throughout the season? That is the main goal for me, on top of, obviously, stacking wins. And part of that, Joe, is having to lean on the youth at times in this team. Whether that's Jonathan Kuminga, whether that's Brandon Podziemski, whether that's Moses Moody, a Post, some new guys, obviously, on this team, Seth Curry, I know Gary Payton's back, D'Anthony Melton, where's he going to be at physically? And therein lies the question marks on this team. Is how does it look when those guys are called upon, right?
Yes, but if you're starting the four guys, the old guys, and then you know you're just looking at how you're going to set things up.
And yesterday it was Moses Moody.
You're not leaving a lot of wiggle room for young players to thrive.
And Buddy
right?
Hield, did I not mention? Yeah, Buddy Hield, obviously, yes.
So, like, I don't know. I'm trying to identify solutions, and I'm trying to put together through like a coach's lens how you're going to like figure this thing out. Now, I think we overrate the amount of games people are going to be missing and this, that, and the other. Like, let's just say it's 10 to 15 games that somehow, some way, Steph, Jimmy, Dre, Horford, there's some combination of guys missing.
Well, I'll say this, and the biggest question mark I do have amongst all those guys when it comes to games played is probably Jimmy Butler. Because throughout the totality of his career, he misses a lot of games. He hasn't played in a full season, Joe. I think he's only done it once. His second year, 2012, 2013. Outside of that, it's 67, 65, 67, 76.
65 is good.
59, 58, 52, 57. A lot of 50s when he was in Miami Heat. So I'm just saying, like, that is a big question mark. He came halfway, more than halfway through the season.
Okay.
It was great. Didn't play a lot
yeah.
with the Miami Heat. This is a full season now under his belt.
Yeah.
How's it going to look? So I have question marks there.
Well, which, wouldn't that make it more important for Steve Kerr to find carved out specific roles
Absolutely.
For the young guys to take some of the load off the vets? See, I do believe the vets need to have a come to Jesus moment. You're going to be needed in the playoffs in April and in May when your time is called. Getting there, you're going to need some of the young guys. And that's where I think you have to take a step back to take two steps forward. And I'm looking at Dre Horford, that combo starting with Jimmy and Steph. I think Steph and Jimmy are starting. It's not a question. To me, it's one of the two. Dre or Horford has to come off the bench. You just have to. I cannot go the four old guy starters 60-something times a year together, and it's going to stymie the specific roles that you will have carved out that you need, the quantum leaps that you absolutely need to get where you want to go. From a Moody or from a Kuminga or from even a Podziemski, big term. I don't think Podziemski's best like if we're talking about Podziemski being the best version of Pods for this team,
yeah,
I don't think it's off the bench.
I wonder what Bobby in Los Altos thinks. At 888-957-9570 is the number as we're reacting to an article from Nick Friedell in The Athletic. Sat down, talked to Brandon Podziemski, and talked about his role going forward. And he hopes to be a third option for this team. He wants to be the guy that takes over when Steph, when Draymond, when Jimmy, when all those guys hang it up. He wants to be that next iteration of whatever the Golden State Warriors is. And what does that role look like this year for Brandon Podziemski? 888-957-9570. Bobby, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast. How are we feeling?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, the main reason I called, I'm not going to lie, is I wanted to take a bullet for Grandy And just let Shasky know that the Vikings and the Houston Rockets, the Houston Texans, they're on bye this week. So if there's any players that you have on your roster.
That's a throwback, Bobby. I appreciate
Bobby,
that.
Bobby, if you're McDonald's, could you get me something? I'm pretty hungry right now. I've been looking at Carter for the last 40 minutes. I'm like, Carter, can you order some food? God.
I'm not going to lie, man. Loverboy put me after that long break, and now he's delayed my McDonald's trip by like 10 minutes, so I got a little beef with him. But in any case, yeah, I'll put an order for you. No worries. The McDonald's app, buy one breakfast sandwich, get one free, so please take advantage of that.
Wait, Bobby, who's Loverboy? Is that Sam Lubman or is that me? Who is that?
No, you're Mr. 831. Okay. Loverboy is love. He used to be Lover Man. Mr. 831. Come on.
I'm kind of curious how I'm getting thrown under the bus here, Bobby. What did I do?
You put me on after the long break, dog. I could have gone on right after the dude from D.C., and you kept me from my McGriddles.
But I put you on before the break. It's blame Mr. 831 for pump faking.
No, we're not blaming the main chair guy. We don't do that, Bobby. You have a trade idea for the Dubs, Bobby?
I do. Let me say really quickly, I really give a lot of respect to Bledsoe. He has really leaned into this ignominious moment. Like, the fact that he's taking a call on this topic, the fact he attends the roast of Brady, I mean, mad respect to him, seriously, because I'd just turtle up and no one would ever hear from me again if that happened to me. But this is my brilliant trade idea that came up with that 30 minutes ago. JK for the pride of Archbishop Mitty, Aaron Gordon. And I think that Aaron Gordon, honestly, is just a smarter basketball player, and he could play with Steph on the floor. I think we've determined that JK will never be allowed to play or will ever be able to play with Steph. He's only going to be a second unit guy this year, in my opinion, and we're only going to hold him out. We're only going to hold him on until we trade him. And I think he could run around like a fool or does his quote-unquote athletic things, and Jokic could take full advantage of his athleticism, but obviously it doesn't fit. Year 5 of this experiment is not working. But Aaron Gordon, he's mature enough and smart enough and still athletic enough to be a great part of this. So I'd love to see a one-for-one trade. I don't know how the money works.
I would love Aaron Gordon. I just don't see how Denver's ever trading him and trading him to the Warriors. God, I would love him.
What do you have, that hamstring injury towards the end there, that playoff series? That was brutal for him because he was balling too, Aaron Gordon. He's one of those players where you look at where he started and where what he's become as a pro player. It's pretty impressive.
Like the
role that he has bought into on that team.
It took time.
Talking about buying into roles, Joe. Yeah. Like, it took a while for Aaron Gordon because he was drafted to be the guy for the Orlando Magic. He's not going to ever be the guy probably on a team, but that's okay when you have Nikola Jokic, when you have Jamal Murray, amongst others, right?
Yeah, he's evolved dramatically over time.
Dramatically.
And
his defense has gotten better. Yeah. You can feel his size. You can feel his strength.
Saw him play against SI when he was sick.
Yep.
When he was in high school, the guy was an absolute monster. He's definitely someone that I've absolutely rooted for and would love to get. There's just not a chance in hell ever see them trading him.
No. Nor
to us.
Nor would they. I don't see why they would want to. He's just such a focal point of that team at this point in his relationship with Jokic, with Murray, all those guys. But he does have he has a player option in a couple years, and then the cap hits $34-31 million. It's not cheap either. Like, that's part of this thing. It's not cheapy. And it's going to be interesting, and that's going to be a story we obviously monitor for the next few months. Jonathan Kuminga get traded after whatever, January 18th, whatever the day is. And yeah, that's going to be a topic of conversation if this team's struggling, if the team's around 500. It's what do you do to improve? What do you not do? How does it look? And that remains to be seen. I do want to just focus on how JK fits for the right now and for the next few months before we get to that. Because quite frankly, I can't do more trade talk after the entire summer of sign and trade and guys like Malik Monk and qualifying offers. The whole thing was just exhausting. Look, can we just talk about him, how he fits now for this team?
Well, now that we're here, that's why I've been telling you, like, there's not a chance in hell for me that I would be starting Steph, Jimmy, Dre, and Horford. One of the old guys has to come off the bench. They just have to.
I have a gut feeling they're going to be in the starting lineup game one. I have a gut feeling that's going
to
happen.
I am letting you know the best path for this team to navigate an 82-game season and to have their fresh, best legs come April and at the end of every game is one of these guys takes a back seat for the first 4 to 5 minutes of a game and realizes it don't matter because it's where you want to go at the end. I know that sounds insane, but if they do that, one of the guys that you need to take a leap will have the role specifically carved out so they can take the leap.
I mean, if we're just going to play this game and go down the hypothetical that is, I mean, it's going to be Horford then that takes the back seat, not Draymond. Right?
I don't want Dre starting at the small ball five every game.
I know. Because
that's even worse.
The wear and tear.
Dre starting at the small ball five every game is worse because now he's going to be in foul trouble and he's going to get physically worn down every single game. So that's actually even worse to take Horford out and go those three old. Like, I know. The logical one is it's Draymond Green. Like, and we could do this till we're blue in the face. It's Draymond. And it's not a you're taking a back seat. It's you're taking an elevated role and an importance at the end of games.
This was Steve Kerr on the TK show. Was this a couple days ago? Tim Kawakami, obviously, our teammate over at Odyssey, head coach of the Golden State Warriors, talking about this not being a last dance type of year, a la his days with the Chicago Bulls.
By no means am I looking at this as the last dance or my last dance. I think this team, you know, obviously Steph and Draymond and Jimmy are all signed for two more years. That Bulls team, everybody was a free agent. Michael, Scotty, Phil, half the team, we were all free agents. So that was very clear cut and defined. We were also coming off back-to-back championships. It's a very unique situation. This is different. This is more of a traditional NBA situation where you've got some aging stars. You're just trying to be good for as long as you can. You don't know if it's going to be this year or two more years or three more years. None of us have any idea. So this is definitely not the last dance.
Well, and Steve going in kind of a lame duck coaching situation, I find a little fascinating in all this too. You know, he talked about it. He poo-pooed it. He says, it's not a big deal. Like, we've done this in the past. I can sign right after. You kind of likened it to Phil Jackson when he was with the Lakers. Like, yeah, it's, you know, he's a made guy. Steve, if he wants to come back, he's going to come back.
Steve can do whatever he wants.
And he's already said, as long as Steph's here, I'm going to be here. So I'm going to take him at his word in that regard. But I do believe there is a lot of pressure on Steve, and he knows that. Like, just to figure this thing out. All these bodies, all these mouths to feed. Like, it's
if
one,
the fans had no pressure, they would have their own professional pride and pressure built in because of their own sense of wanting to accomplish something. Steve, that's why he is who he is.
Correct. Steve, as a player, was intense. The guy got into it, Michael freaking Jordan. Like that's how intense he is as a player. As a coach, it's the same thing. We all love the gif of him breaking the clipboard, him getting pissed off, yelling at everyone. Like, that version of Steve Kerr, we're going to see at times this year. I feel that.
Now, we've been talking so much about trades. I actually do want to pivot to the Niners because I know we're going to have Drew Brees come on, and it's very important.
Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe. It's going
to
be really important.
Drew Brees at 1.2. He's hitting the rounds on first take. Yeah, we'll get him on.
To kind of like set this up for the audience. You know, we're talking about Warriors trades and whatever. Like, they're not even in the regular season. So let's see where they're at. The Niners are a third of the way through the regular season. Did you hear the comment that Kyle Shanahan made yesterday regarding trades?
I did. I have the sound.
Can you play it?
I do. He was asked if this year, and I think this is the one you're talking about, if this year feels like the 2019 trade deadline, this is what Shanahan had to say, and obviously that 2019 squad reaching the Super Bowl and makes some big-time acquisitions, a la an Emmanuel Sanders. Kyle Shanahan asked about the comparison yesterday.
The Emmanuel Sanders trade was like, really, you said it, we're maybe one piece away. Do you feel at all similar? I know it's a little ways away to that time.
No, I don't feel at all like that. You know, I think at that time we had a Super Bowl defense that was as good as anyone in the league and probably had been for like 10 years and was pretty obvious. And I thought at the time some of the receivers we were dependent on weren't there and we were playing some young rookies and we thought we needed to add another guy. But yeah, I don't totally see it the same situation as right now.
What did you think about that?
I think it can be interpreted one way as, oh, Shanahan doesn't think they're a contender. I think the exact opposite. I think you're always a contender if you're 4-1 and you're, you know, going through the season and you're looking around and it feels like, man, like I can make an argument 5 or 6 different teams could represent the NFC.
If the Jaguars are viewed as a contender, then the Niners absolutely are as well. Both 4-1.
But I will give them this. I don't think they have one unit on their team, offense or defense, that like, oh, that looks like a Super Bowl unit.
It's fair.
I also didn't feel that way about the 2021 team. And they made small little incremental changes, like bringing in Charles Amenihue and things like that, Jordan Willis, to add to that team that ended up paying off dividends, right? So the Emmanuel Sanders trade, like, you might interpret him saying, oh, he doesn't think they're a Super Bowl. No. Shanahan is just, like, underselling, over-delivering in this situation, which I just think is the smart move to do. I am not mad at him at all. I actually think they are a contender. For as banged up as they are, for as wild as it seems, for as insane as that might sound, I know Kittle's out. I know Bosa's not coming back. I know who knows what you're going to get from Ayuk. Joe, as long as Kyle Shanahan's the coach, and you got CMC, and you got Trent, and you got Warner, you always got a shot.
Well, he also said this, and I want to play this sound before I react. Asked if being 4-1 increases his own desire to make a trade.
What increases my interest is who's the guy that can absolutely help us get better this year without hurting us next year, and you balance both of those out. But there's got to be a guy available, and sometimes it's two different things. Sometimes there's one guy who can only help this year. Sometimes there isn't a guy available who's like that. So we'll see what comes up. Sometimes things come up, but I don't see any different right now than how I felt going into
it. And he's talking financially right there, obviously.
And draft capital.
And draft capital. It's like, I don't want to get hurt next year, obviously. The cap hit, the draft capital, all of that. And a guy that would fit that mold, I should say, a Trey Hendrickson type. What is he going to cost you, right? Is he going to cost you a bunch as the Cincinnati Bengals made the trade now for Joe Flacco? That's a big trade. So you're scoffing. You're scoffing. Hey, if you're a T. Higgins or Jamar Chase owner in fantasy, you are elated that Joe Flacco is now the quarterback.
So Joe Flacco is going to run around better than Jake Browning behind that porous offensive
line. He's got a better deep ball than Jake Browning. He's got an arm. Like, that's the one thing that Joe Flacco does have. He has a cannon still.
I still think they're just done.
But they might
They might have a couple of moments.
I'm talking fantasy purposes. Like, you can still get garbage time points with Joe Flacco as your quarterback, is what I'm... If you're just saying.
Okay.
But... I want to get back because that's not what I want to talk about. Drew Bledsoe coming
like
in 8 minutes.
Your point about Aiden Hutchinson, or not Hutchinson, excuse me.
Trey Hendrickson.
Trey Hendrickson. He is a free agent.
Yes.
So whatever you trade, you're getting a rental. He's probably going to want to hit the open market. Yep. Do you see what these pass rushers are getting?
A lot.
I mean, J.J. Watt, J.J. Watt, other Bosa brother has been hurt 1,000 times. And he's still getting guaranteed contracts that are just out of this world. Chase Young getting guaranteed money that's out of this world. So if I'm him, I'm hitting free agency. I'm not re-signing with someone. So that feels very desperate to go trade for him, give up draft pick for a rental, and then he's just going to probably test free agency anyway. Like, I wouldn't go that route either. But someone under team control like Kayvon Thibodeau makes a hell of a lot more sense for me.
I'm looking at these comments from Kyle Shanahan, and he might be, you know, setting the tone here. Like, yeah, we might not just do a big trade like that. To hell with like Super Bowl expectations. I don't think he was talking about that at all. I think he might be just laying the foundation. Like, yeah, you guys are all looking for like a massive, like big name, and that just might not be in the cards for us.
Sure.
It takes two to tango.
But if they win this weekend, every single Niner fan on the planet is going to say, we are a contender. There's not a doubt in my mind. I know my fan base. Trust me. I know. Even if we lose a shootout and the offense looks good, we will convince ourselves, and I believe it's true, even if you lose this weekend, because this is a monster game.
Huge.
You lose, but you show that you can move the ball up and down, and maybe, you know, maybe just Baker outduels you, or for whatever reason you have a special teams gaffe at the end. I still think with a loss, you can walk away feeling great. I want to win. We win, I'm telling you, Niner fans are going to be like, oh, yeah, we are a contender. Not a doubt in my mind.
You'd follow up the best win of the season with the next best win of the season, obviously,
yes.
At that point, because of the way the Bucs are playing on the road.
Yes.
Now it's the A team. You got Nance. You got Romo. Everyone's going to be fired up. The way Baker's playing, he's fired up.
You don't think Jed York would think they're a contender?
Please,
do you think that the guys in that locker room, Fred Warner, you win this weekend. You don't think Fred Warner's going, Kyle, we got to get some reinforcements. You win this weekend. You don't think John Lynch... Ultra competitive. I want to win at all costs. John Lynch is like, no, we're going to wait till next year.
By the way, we got Drew Bledsoe coming up in 5 minutes. If Mac Jones is one of the big reasons they win this game, Joe, and he lights it up again, and he has another zero interception type of performance, and he goes toe-to-toe with Baker Mayfield, oh, it's going to get juicy.
Let me give you the guy. At some point in the next half an hour, I'm going to tell you the guy we haven't talked enough about And I just want to ask Niner fans a simple question, because he's the guy I'm circling to go off this weekend.
And that's coming up next. By the way, we're streaming on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios, which is rightfully brewed in San Francisco. We got the one, the only, Drew Bledsoe, coming up next. Might have hurt the guy. Once upon a time he got hurt, and this quarterback, may have heard of him, Tom Brady, took over for him and never looked back. I want to ask Drew about that moment, about that season, how he communicated with Belichick, how Belichick communicated with him. Not saying it's like for like the same with Mac Jones and Brock Purdy, although just a couple months prior to that 0-1 season for Drew Bledsoe, he signed what was then a record-setting quarterback contract in the NFL. And the Patriots moved off of him after that season. So ask him about that. More Terry Stotts, top of the hour as well. Warriors assistant coach, brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Walk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm happy to bring in right now a guy that I grew up watching. You grew up watching, Joe. A Super Bowl champion. Obviously went to another Super Bowl as a starting quarterback of the New England Patriots. And he joins us now on the River Islands Guest Line. That's Drew Bledsoe. Drew, good morning. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. How are you doing today, man?
Great, man. What's happening? Hey, this might be a first for you guys. You ever done an interview from a vineyard? I'm up in Walla Walla. We're in the middle of the last week of harvest. So I'm out wandering around the vineyard with our picking crew.
I love vineyards because I'm a big Russian River guy. So I know you're big in the wine industry right now. What's the name of the brand that you have?
Yeah, we've actually got three different wineries, but the main one is called Doubleback. Reason it's called Doubleback is I grew up here in Walla Walla, and then went off and played ball, and then doubled back and came back home to my hometown to make wine up here. So yeah, it's been going really well for us, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Drew, you were back in the old Pac-10 days. You were just an absolute gunslinger. We didn't have all the games on TV the way we do now. Man, I rooted for you so hard with those Washington State teams back in the day. Was it the Copper Bowl? Way back when, I don't even know if that still exists.
Yeah, good memory, man. Yeah, it was the Copper Bowl, and then I think it became like Insight.com Bowl. They've all changed names, but that was
the name. Oh no! Drew, we're losing you real quick. Let's pawn him
give
down.
Give us 1 second. Yeah. We'll re-tee you up here.
We'll re-tee him up as he's going down his vineyard.
Look at the vineyard behind him there.
Is he stomping the grapes out there? Let's go. Walla Walla in Washington.
I've got to take a ride up to the Rush River today to go to the cabin for X, Y, and Z reasons. You look great.
Tell me if this is any better.
Way better for you. Let me ask you this, Drew. Okay. Like I said, I rooted for you. You know, seeing you go up against Brett Favre in the Super Bowl. Niner fans were rooting for you. Trust me, we were rooting for you against him. But you're most known for the whole Tom Brady thing, where you get knocked out, Tom comes in, and history kind of becomes itself. We've got this situation with quarterbacks going on right now, and I'm just curious, from your perspective, if you had an opportunity to talk to Brock Purdy and kind of what's going on right now with him, what would your advice be to him?
So, you know, the best advice, two pieces of advice. Number one, I was just saying this, you know, yesterday. I was actually talking with a kid that was doing a project for school. But you always keep in mind that we had, even when things aren't perfect, you're still getting paid to play a game. So nobody gets to feel sorry for us, right? Which it's hard to have that perspective sometimes. And then beyond that, man, if you just handle yourself properly, then there will continue to be other opportunities. You know, for me, because I didn't completely screw up that situation and blow it up, first of all, we, you know, ended up winning a Super Bowl. But second, then when other teams came looking, you know, they knew that I would, you know, had decent character and that there were other opportunities there. So I'm not saying that's, you know, that Brock's done in San Francisco. I don't think that's probably the case, but you know, you just handle yourself like a pro and put the team first. And then no matter what, you come out of it, you know, with other opportunities and knowing you did the right thing.
Talking to Drew Bledsoe here on the Morning Rose, former Patriots quarterback, Super Bowl champion, four-time Pro Bowler, and joins us now on the River Islands guest line. And Drew, I guess what I also want to know is, like, the conversations, like, the coach is having with you right now. Like, that's where a lot of Niner fans are going, like, what is Kyle Shanahan saying to Brock Purdy and vice versa? Because it's a week-to-week injury.
Yeah.
It's an injury people, like, don't really know a whole hell of a lot here in the Bay Area because it's a turf toe. It could be re-aggravated. It's not like it's, you know, a hamstring or a soft tissue or something like that. It's a toe injury. So they're being cautious about it. But what were the conversations like you were having with Belichick at the time when you felt good to go? And was he like, you know, we're going to keep you on the bench right now for a little bit?
Well, first of all, I think they need to rebrand turf toe, because it sounds like it's not serious, but it's actually a very serious injury. It's pretty bad, but it just sounds like, oh, you stubbed your toe, you know, get back in there, you wimp. But you know, with you know, coaches are so focused during the season on just trying to win the next game. That there's not a whole lot of time. I mean, football's not a touchy-feely sport. You know, it's not about your feelings. It's just about trying to win the next game, and that's what they're focused on. And I'm sure that's where Kyle is. That's where Belichick was. You know, it didn't mean I was happy with the situation, but you know, it was just you know, and then you know, part of the situation with me was that I was out for so long. Before I was able to practice, that, you know, it was like, a, you know, there just aren't enough reps to get two quarterbacks ready to play. So you really have to make that call. You know, so Belichick obviously made a huge mistake playing that Brady kid, because he never turned out to be anything. yeah. Unfortunately, I taught him too well. I didn't mean to drop you.
We got the jump button on, so you're keeping our producers on their toes, Drew. I want to ask you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, they got the beat.
I want to ask you about this real quick, because is there a part of you where it's just like, man, like, these guys, every time people reach out to you, it's to talk about what I'm sure was one of your more difficult moments in the history of your career and life to that point.
Yeah.
Like, and to have to revisit that, like, I'm being like real here. Like, it takes a lot of humility.
Yeah.
You have to talk about that a lot. Just like, have you been able to get over that whole thing and the fact that you did the roast of all that, the roast of Tom Brady on Netflix and make fun of him and poke fun at him? Like, I don't know what I'm trying to ask here, but the fact that you get to talk about it all the time.
I know what you're trying to say. Yeah, I mean, the only part when I retired from the league, there were five guys that had thrown for more yards than I had in the history of the league: Fran Tarkenton, Dan Marino, John Elway, Warren Moon, and Favre. That was the entire list of guys that had thrown for more yards than I had when I retired. So, you know, I had a nice career, and I'm not just being immodest about it, but I'm just pointing out that, you know, that's the only part that maybe rubs me the wrong way a little bit. It's like, hey, there's more to the story rather than just I was the guy before Tom. I actually had a pretty nice run. You know, when I retired, I was actually the all-time single season passing leader for all three teams, for the Pats, for the Bills, and for the Cowboys. Obviously, everybody's thrown for a million yards now, so those things all go by the wayside. So, but look, you know, as I said earlier, though, nobody needs to have a pity party for Drew Bledsoe ever. You know, look, man, I got to live out my childhood dream. I was the first overall draft pick in the NFL. I got to be an NFL quarterback for 14 years. Did it go perfect? No, it didn't go perfect, you know, but man, what a blessed life. And anybody that wants to feel sorry for me, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree.
True, what incredible, like, just insights on life and perspective. It's really touching. I mean that sincerely. You ended up coming back in and playing in that AFC Championship game. I was talking to these guys, because I'm a little older than some of these guys. I'm like, hey, guys, Brady got knocked out of that game, and Bledsoe came into the AFC Championship game.
Well, hold on. They really shouldn't have even been in that game. It should have been the Oakland Raiders at the time. But we won't get into the Tuck rule, Drew. Obviously, did not happen to you. I'm still salty about it, Drew. Yeah, come on. That was a fumble.
I was just talking about that Raiders game with some buddies the other night. You were big New England fans, and you know, and I think even, you know, Tom even acknowledges now that it was a fumble, and you know, but you know, for me, you know, the crazy part of that was that year had been, you know, obviously had been emotional and painful, and you know, all of that stuff, and then when that fumble happened, I just took a knee on the sidelines, like, okay, it's okay now, this thing is finally over, you know, and we can move on and you know, get on to next year and come back and compete for the job. And then when they overturned it, then I was like, well, shoot, we're going to the Super Bowl. But it was nice of Tommy to sprain his ankle in that AFC Championship game, though, so at least let me come back in and get a little action.
And you flipped that ball to your dad. I was reading up on some stuff. You ended up flipping that AFC Championship game ball to your father.
Yeah, man. I always, whenever I kneeled down at the end of the game, you know, on the last play, I would always hold on to those game balls, and that one was a pretty important ball. And so I was holding on to that ball, and my dad, who was a tight end, played some semi-pro tight end, but way back in the day, still had pretty good hands at that point. But dad was at the game, and I saw him out in the as we're doing the trophy presentation. I saw my dad standing out there on the field, fired the ball at him. He caught it. Nice, you know, nice focus on the ball, tucked it away, 5 points of contact, and he still has that ball sitting on his dresser at his house.
Oh, I love that. That's really cool. That's really cool. You know, it's one thing, like, I always say, like, these seasons are like marathons, whether it's youth sports, whether it's high school, professionals on a whole nother level. And there are points where guys get injured or they have to step away from the team, and the team, it moves on. Life keeps going. And the team you come back to is different than the team that you left. As that season went on, could you feel the shift in leadership? You know, kind of, because you were the man in New England before the injury. Did you feel that in real time? What was that like?
You know, one of the big things that happened that season, you know, because I was the franchise quarterback. I was kind of the guy. And when I went down, I think there was a sense of accountability, I think, from the rest of the team. Because at that point, you know, Tom wasn't the Tom Brady that he became. You know, he was just a young, skinny kid. And so that that Super Bowl was more about defense and special teams. And then Tom, you know, did a nice job, but he was not the guy that was carrying the team. I think, you know, that was really the start, of the way that they went on to become the dynasty that they became, was just accountability across the board from everybody. It was not about superstars. It was about everybody stepping up and carrying the load. And then obviously Tommy went on to become what he became. But that first year, that was more about defense and special teams. And then later on down the road, then Tom carried a whole bunch more of the load.
Talking to Drew Bledsoe here on the Morning Rose, former Patriots quarterback, four-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion at a vineyard right now, no less. And by the way, we like our little wine here. We're only a couple hours away from Napa Valley, as you know, Drew.
How's the Pinot Noir? Like, and where could people get it, Drew?
Yeah, so we make in Walla Walla, we grow Cabernet, and we've we'll take the Pepsi challenge with your California boys anytime. You know, we're making some great Cabernet up here, but then over in the Willamette Valley in Oregon, we're growing some Pinot Noir over there, and it's fantastic, man. I'm slightly ashamed. You know, you're not supposed to get high on your own supply, right? You're not supposed to drink all your own juice and drink away your profits. But man, I drink a lot of our Pinot Noir, man. I really like the stuff that that our team's making for us.
I love that the former athletes that are you, Charles Woodson, everyone's doing the wine now, the whiskey, all of it. Jasky, I think we need to get involved in this stuff.
I do. I got to ask a straightforward question, hoping that maybe you say something off the cuff here. Is there a little bit of you smiling about the Belichick stuff in North Carolina currently? Just a little, Like, I got a little pettiness in me. You know, I'm just curious.
Of course. You know, it's, I think everybody was pretty stunned that he decided he wanted to go back to college and do that. And, it's just hard for me to envision him sitting in the living room with like a 17-year-old kid and trying to convince him it's going to be fun to come play for this, notoriously grumpy old guy. But, you know, he's obviously brilliant. I wouldn't bet against him, going forward. But the optics are definitely different.
Yeah, anytime you have to release a statement in your first season after 6 weeks, it's probably not the best vote of confidence, but, you know,
anytime
other than that.
Your girlfriend or wife is on the sidelines during the game.
It's funny, you guys have seen it over the years, just like I have. You know, anytime, you know, management comes out with a statement saying we fully support and we're committed to the process and all of that stuff, they're like, oh, man, that's trouble. It's like, it's a little bit like... anytime, we would always say, if there was ever a players-only meeting, things were not good. No. You know, you never had a players-only meeting to discuss playoff tickets. You had a players-only meeting when things were going sideways. And anytime you have to release a statement saying you're fully committed and committed to the process, man, things are not rosy. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I wouldn't bet against Bill. He's obviously brilliant.
Drew, which was more difficult for you? Because we're seeing Mac Jones. Similar to you, he was a high pick, and he came with expectations, had some immediate success, and then, you know, he's had to reinvent himself over the last couple of years, and specifically this year with Kyle Shanahan. What was more difficult for you, being the high pick coming out or having to reinvent yourself on the fly as you've kind of face-planted in your first stop?
Yeah, so, I mean, shoot, I was in New England. I was there for, it was nine years in. So, you went through the trials and tribulations there, but the downside to being a really high draft pick, and I was the first pick, is that the team that's picking you has earned the right to pick there by being awful.
Yeah.
It's a blessing and a curse to be drafted high as a quarterback, because you're going to a team that was not very good the year before. That first stint, we made it to the Super Bowl after year four. So, we got it turned around.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Pretty quick there. But then, you know, the challenge of going to a new team and going to Buffalo, you know, as an older guy, was a different kind of challenge. You know, came in and rather than being the young guy, I was kind of the old guy, and you know, really had to step up and be more of a vocal leader. When you know you get to a team and you're 21, you just show up, shut up, and do your work. You know, until you earn the right to speak up. But getting to Buffalo, I had to take a little bit more of a vocal leadership role right out of the gates, and get to know a new team and get to know a new place. You know, so it's they're different challenges, but I would say if you're asking which one's more difficult, it's definitely the start of your career, especially as a high draft pick where you're going to a team that was not very good the year before. That's a huge challenge in every possible way. I was just telling somebody yesterday, you know, they were asking about the same thing. And, you know, when I was 21 and all of a sudden you step into the hole into the huddle with, you know, with grown men, you know, guys that have families and investment portfolios and all this stuff. And I was in my dorm room, you know, 5 months prior to that. And all of a sudden I've got to step into a huddle with some grown ass men, and be their leader. That's a big challenge, but man, it sure was cool. Yeah. I loved the challenge.
First overall pick, 1993 draft. I wasn't even born yet. I was about to be in the next in a month. So there you go. Oh, yeah. God. 93. Great year for me. Drew, we're talking to Drew Bledsoe here, former Patriots quarterback, four-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. You're obviously Patriots Hall of Famer, all-timer over there. Did you have any, you know, conversations, interviews? Did you talk to Mac Jones at all when he was coming out of Alabama and the Patriots obviously drafted him in the first round?
Yeah, no, I just got to meet him one time. I was back there for a game, you know, and it's pregame, so not a lot of time to talk. But he was in the training room. Got to meet him, say hello. I know that he was really highly regarded in the organization, just character wise. I know they all loved him and they're all cheering for him. Unfortunately, he just got there at the wrong time when the cupboard was pretty empty, so he really didn't get a you know, a chance to really be successful, because they just didn't have the pieces in place around him when he was there. And so it's, you know, I do love, you know, some of these stories that we're seeing around the league with some of these quarterbacks that, you know, were in bad situations and now are having some success. You know, Sam Darnold last year in Minnesota, now he's with the Seahawks, having a lot of success. You know, Baker obviously is playing at an MVP level after being bounced around a few different places. You know, so, you know, when you play quarterback at the NFL level, you know, I mean, all the quarterbacks are talented. You get drafted in the first round, you're a talented guy. You know, and there are certain guys that can transcend a little bit. But, man, it is so dependent on the pieces they put in place around you and the support you get from an organization. And so to see some of these, you know, redemption stories from some of these quarterbacks, I love to see it. It makes me happy.
You know, I knew you were a great player, and I rooted for you. I told you this before, but you're a really good person and a great person. And I appreciate you coming on here and just being so upfront with everything. I want to go back to Parcells, though, that 96 team. I'm dead serious. You guys were so good. I think history has forgotten because you lost the Super Bowl. Terry Glenn, Lawyer Malloy, Teddy Bruschi, Sean Jefferson, Ben Coates, Curtis Martin. I referenced Parcells. That team was so good. So good, man. And I just... Desmond Howard. You guys were the better special teams unit too, heading into that one.
We were heading into that. And then Reggie White. You know, rest in peace.
Reggie.
You know, Reggie White was he was just a game wrecker in that game. I think he got me back to back plays. Like, met me at my fifth step. Reggie was so annoying though, because he would come in and knock the crap out of you, and then he's, "Hey, God bless you." Like, come on, Reggie. You know, you can't say God bless you after you just did what you did to me. But people forget with that Packers team, they forget how great that defense was.
Yeah.
You know, Reggie and Sean Jones and you know, they had
Gilbert Brown
up front. They were. You know, Eugene Robinson in the secondary. They were great at all three levels on that defense. I think they were the number one defense in the league that year too. But yeah, that was a. You know, it's funny, man. When you make it to the Super Bowl and you lose, man, it's almost worse than not getting there at all. I mean, it just is so painful when you're that close to the pinnacle. And the game ends and the confetti flies and the, you know, all of that stuff happens, and you know you were that close to it. You know, it just is, I've never watched that game. I've never seen it. And I don't think I ever will. It's too painful when you get that close and then you don't win that final game. Man, it hurts, and it hurts for a while.
Niner fans, unfortunately, very familiar with that, Drew,
still
the last couple of years. Yeah, three
It'll
times.
Never go away.
Three
ever.
Times the last decade plus. Hey, Drew, really good stuff. We really appreciate your time this morning. You're so generous with it.
Seriously.
Great insight on all these things going on, and hopefully we can do it again in the future, man.
Yeah, right on, man. Now you got to come up to real wine country up here in Washington State.
Let's go. My brother lives up there. Yeah,
you got to get out of that that overpriced Napa stuff, man, and come up here. we're making better juice, and you don't have to sell a kidney to buy it.
I love that. I love they got juice too. Hey, Drew, good stuff, man.
See you, buddy.
Right on, guys. Take it easy.
There he goes, former Patriots quarterback, four-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. Just great insight, dude.
And I could have talked with him for an hour and a half.
I had to bring it up. Be like, dude, like the fact that people always go to you when there's a quarterback controversy or something like that.
He leans into it
because he understands. And I love that he says, dude, it's a game. At the end of the day, like, it's not like I get it. It could be emotional times, but that's not how I view it. This is a game we get paid for. The guy made millions of dollars in his career. He quarterbacked a team to the Super Bowl, won one as a backup.
That team was so good.
And you know what? I would take great pride in being the guy that helped Tom Brady. Like, and Tom talked about this all the time, the stuff that he learned from Drew being a leader for him. Like, come on. You got to, like, take some solace in the fact that.
Listen
right?
to this 96 draft. Terry Glenn, I don't know if you guys, he was so sick coming out of Ohio State.
Sure.
Lawyer Malloy.
Yes, know that.
Teddy
name.
Bruschi.
Oh, yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
First three picks.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, we signed Adam Vinatieri as an undrafted free agent. To go with Drew Bledsoe. Curtis Martin, you guys probably don't remember the name Dave Meggett, New York Giant, returner, just perfect special teams player from back in the day. I hated Parcells. but because they were facing the Packers and Brett Favre, we were all rooting for them. All right,
you were
they had
for
Sean Jefferson from the Chargers, who we played in the Super Bowl a couple years prior. Ben Coates was everyone's favorite tight end, and we all love Ben Coates. All right, they redid their jerseys that year. Brewski, as I referenced earlier, Ted Johnson, who does radio over there in New England. Scott Zolak, who does radio over there in New England, was on that team. Lawyer Malloy as a freaking rookie, and Ty Law on that team. We know how good he was. Oh, and they also had a guy by the name of Troy Brown, who was a kick returner and a wide receiver. Tom Tupa, that's a name you guys don't remember. He was a sweet punter, circle bar, like the singular bar face mask. Sam Gash was one of their fullbacks. Guys.
Oh, that's a perfect name for a fullback.
I'm telling you guys, like, I get goosebumps thinking about 1990s football lineups, and the New England team of 96 was so underrated.
And Vrabel was a Steeler first, and then he became a Patriot, I think, in 2000 or something like that. So that's why he wasn't there quite yet. But, man, that team was great. You had me at Teddy Bruschi. I mean, him and Vrabel, that combination they were able to do for so long, that defense. And, again, really good stuff from Drew Bledsoe. If you missed any of it, find it on YouTube.
Willie Clay was on that team.
By the way.
Secondary for the Lions. Wow.
Terry Stotts, assistant coach for the Golden State Warriors, coming up in a couple minutes. Former head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, who the Warriors beat last night at Chase Center. So we're going to talk some more Dubs here in a couple minutes with Terry Stotts. And you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 6 matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Carter, you was taking shots at Napa Valley. I know you were getting very upset about that.
Yeah, it was going to be my final take, Spadoni.
I own all of Napa Valley, so how dare he?
Oh my
God. The pods of Washington wine country.
The pods.
Can I ask you guys a question? Like, how can you not like that guy after hearing just how like down to earth he is?
Just great mindset, great humility, great bookie, insight. Sam. And he has the cachet because he was, like, you heard him listed off there. At one point, he was fifth in passing all time.
Joe, he got traded for a first round pick to Buffalo and instantly made Buffalo good post Jim Kelly.
I know. And I don't think people remember because it's obviously what have you done for me lately? And Josh Allen and the Bills. Prior to Josh Allen, they've been irrelevant for most of my life.
He went to the Cowboys and was solid with the Cowboys, too, at the end. Like, he was your classic, prototypical, big, like 6'5", whatever, thick, strong arms, throw the ball down.
6'5", 240.
Yeah. He was a beast, dude.
Yeah.
Could move in the pocket, but he was like Big Ben. He was like, he'd move, but he was more of your sit there and pick you apart. He was sick.
And dude, it was a perfect mentor for a guy that also didn't have movement, Tom Brady.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And I love that he still has a great relationship and they poke fun at each other all the time. And Tom credits Drew for a lot of how he came up as a leader, how to talk to players, the humility aspect. All of it. He learned a lot of that in this first season with Drew Bledsoe. And the fact that Drew signed a then-record contract, Joe, at the start of that season is pretty insane. What do you think about it? He signed, where is it? It's 10 years, $103 million contract back in March 2001. That's like unheard of back then. 10-year, $100 million contract, 2001? And then they trade him the end of the season.
Let me just give you the staff.
That would be equivalent to if they did that to Brock Purdy today, by the way. That would be the equivalent.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.